Hi, and welcome to Scott Roche's Omniverse. Today's episode is Dr. Lin and his amazing chronographometer. I love a good time travel story. And while I don't promise that this is a good time travel story, I do think it is at least an interesting take on a time travel story. The main character in this story is my creation. Dr. Lin, as far as I know, does not really exist and will not exist. However, Dr. Weiss is a real character in the story, and the assassination attempt spoken of in the story really happened. I will leave it to you to read up on the history and what actually happened and whether or not the potential outcome that I speak of in the story could have potentially happened had things gone differently. One of the things that I like about time travel stories when they touch upon historical events like this is it's an opportunity to learn about real historical events. So I hope you enjoy this. It's a short story this week, and by that I mean a super short story. Hopefully next one will be longer, and I hope you enjoy it.
Dr. Lin and His Master Chronographometer by Scott Roche. Dr. Lin looked at his master chronographometer, which showed he'd arrived at the appointed place and time. He had no doubts, of course, since he'd invented and perfected the technology. Now it was a matter of doing what he'd come here to do. He was kitted out as an early 20th century American, as best their scarce records could tell them. It had taken him a lot of time to decide which event he'd try to prevent first. There were so many. He decided he'd start small. The weather in this part of the southern United States was hot and humid, even at the beginning of September. Knowing it would be, he'd worn a linen suit common to the period. He'd also worn a badge of prestige on his arm. There were quite a few people on the street, but Lin had known precisely who he was looking for. He had burned the young man's face into his brain. He crossed the street, coughing as unfamiliar exhaust fumes attacked his lungs. How people lived like this he could never understand. There, underneath a street lamp, stood a bespectacled young man, his dark brown hair parted down the middle. This was Lin's target. "Excuse me, sir, are you Dr. Carl Weiss, Sr.?" Lin's accent must sound foreign, given the study of a language no one spoke anymore. All they had in his WEN were text files and a few bits of audio and video of poor quality. The young man, who had been looking at the impressive building nearby and chewing his nails, looked startled. "Why, yes, I am. Who are you?" "I am a fellow physician and engineer. My name is Seamus Lin. I'm familiar with you through your postgraduate work in Vienna." Lin extended his hand, hoping he was getting the greeting correct. "It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance." Weiss looked up at Lin's odd salute, arm up and palm down. "The pleasure is mine, Dr. Lin. Quite the coincidence running into you here, of all places." "You would think so, yes. But I had the knowledge you would be here tonight." Lin was ready to render Weiss unconscious, if necessary, but hoped it would not be. "I have a most urgent matter I need to talk to you about." Weiss looked both troubled and intrigued. "How on earth did you know I'd be here?" "You have but to come with me and speak with me for a few moments, and I will make everything clear to you." Lin's hand went into his pants pocket, resting on the stunner he carried. "I have business of my own that's quite urgent, and I'm reluctant to skulk off with a stranger who might have a pocket pistol." Weiss glanced down to where Lin's hand was buried. "Then I must tell you what I know." Lin pulled his hand out slowly. "I know that tonight you will enter that building and have a confrontation with Senator Long. I do not know what your intentions are, but I know you are armed. I also know you won't leave that building alive." For each phrase Lin uttered, Weiss's eyes got bigger. "I have no ill intentions towards the senator. I have no idea why you think you know these things. I was planning on going in there to talk to him. His policies have harmed our fair state, and I wish to have my voice heard." High color appeared on Weiss's cheeks. He was passionate about what he'd said. "I must speak frankly, then. Your words with him will no doubt result in an argument, and furthermore, both you and Long will die as a result. Your good intentions will be spoiled. Lin reached out to rest his hand on Weish's shoulder. I believe you are made for greater things than to die tonight. Are you some kind of spiritist or astrologer who claims to know the future? Weish shrugged away from the hand on his shoulder. No, I am a man like you, one who believes in science. Lin looked at his master chronographometer, which looked like an oversized pocket watch, and saw it was just past 9 o'clock. Tarry with me until 20 minutes have passed. This is all I ask and no more. Weish touched his jacket under his left arm and shrugged. I can see no reason to deny you some conversation. You say you are a doctor and an engineer. Did you invent that remarkable timepiece? Lin smiled. I did indeed. It does much more than tell time, but perhaps we can talk about that later. Before their conversation could continue, a pair of men ran up to them. Lin was startled to see himself standing in a charcoal gray suit and wearing a patch over one eye. Next to him stood a doppelganger of Dr. Weish. Lin Beta reached over and ripped the red armband off of Lin Alpha. You couldn't have known the significance of that, but I'm glad no one important saw it. He balled it up and thrust it in his pocket. Weish Alpha looked back and forth at the Beta versions. What on earth? Weish Beta smiled and patted his Alpha on the shoulder. I'm proof that what this man is saying is the truth, but there's more, isn't there? He looked at the Lin in the gray suit. Indeed. By not killing Long, the American Nazi Party gained prominence. He looked at his Alpha. When we go forward, we see that we made a mistake in our probability equation. I brought this young man back as proof to ensure that we kill Senator Long and have Weish survive. You see, Lin Beta looked at Weish Alpha, you are far more important than I knew. If you live, your family line will help push us out into the stars at least 200 years early. Weish Alpha shook his head in disbelief. He looked like he was about to faint. I must be going mad. Weish Beta shook his head. You aren't. He shook himself by the shoulder. Our future is so much brighter if we do what we came here to do, but live. I will go and do what needs must be done. You stay here with the Lins. But you'll die. He looked at Lin Alpha. Won't he? If he does, it won't matter, because his timeline will stop existing the minute Long dies. If he doesn't die, I'm not sure what will happen to him. I may take him back to my time for study. This is all new science. All I know is, you must live. Lin Alpha nodded at Weish Beta. Go and do what you came here for. The two Lins and the one Weish watched as the young man out of his own time ran up the stairs to the statehouse. The fate of all their futures hung in the balance.